Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here it is, right now.
Welcome.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Rupp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome in a Tuesday of Primetime. No Rop once again, a Buck Suk and Ortner edition of Primetime. Big Suk, how we doing?
Ahoy! I do have Asachi updates, though.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, so Rop's back on Thursday, and Asachi sent me a little thing today. He said, he just said he was back on Thursday. I said, sounds good, man. Hope it was awesome. And he said, oh, it was, fella. Lucked into passage to something called Berkman's Place. It was unreal. Another level. We'll tell you about it. But just know that my close personal friend, Peyton Manning, was the greeter.
So, oh, okay.
Apparently, and that I responded with, this whole rebrand is going fantastic. Yeah. Like, Isaac Rupp doesn't get to meet Peyton Manning.
But Asachi does.
But apparently Asachi does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Isaac Rupp went to the Masters a couple years ago. Nothing cool happened. Asachi goes to the Masters.
Well, what was the one thing
rubbing,
he met?
He's
he
rubbing met shoulders
Fowler's
with
Fowler's wife? Was that it? That he?
No, he didn't meet anyone's wife. He just was standing next to someone's wife, and then he claimed that Allison Stokes wanted him.
Well, I didn't know that Peyton Manning was down at the Masters. Not surprised that he would be. One, he has his own green jacket. Did you know that?
He's got a green jacket.
I didn't know he did either. I don't know if he was an honorary something at some point. But
I know that there's people that are that work at Augusta that can get a green jacket.
Sure. People who are on different boards and committees and things like that. But I saw George Kittle had an Instagram post. He was down there with some friends, and it was Kittle and Kirk Cousins and Peyton Manning all hanging out at Augusta. And Manning was in a green jacket with an official Masters hat.
Well, apparently Manning's working a door at some place that Asachi found a way to go in. So when Rob comes back on Thursday, apparently we have tales of hanging out with Peyton Manning.
I love it.
Yeah, that's my Asachi update live from the Masters. And apparently he's doing well.
Well, I did want to revisit one thing also from the Masters yesterday. We talked to start the show about the Julia Westerman issue of winning the lottery. Well, not an issue for us, but an issue for many other men out there.
Fragile men. If you don't know, every year the media members down there covering it get to enter a lottery, and someone gets to play the Masters. Someone gets to play Augusta National after the tournament. And this gal won it this year, and she had never played a round of golf. And, of course, every fragile ego male was livid about this.
How could she take someone else's spot?
I think Dirt was doing this, too, saying he's demand that they – I don't know if he was demanding. Dirt was upset. There were some people –
He said he was upset collectively for all the other reporters who actually play golf or something.
But there
like
were
that.
Fragile egoed men that were demanding that she hand it over to someone. Like, Joe Fish was in here, too. He's like, well, I hope she's doing the right thing and giving it to someone else. Oh, okay. Cool, you get a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but a bunch of dudes say that you can't keep it because you got a skirt and you don't play golf. So hopefully she went out and shot 172 and didn't care.
So I did – we have an update from Julia.
I have not seen this.
So she tweeted this during our show yesterday around 5 o'clock. She said, all right, this week I learned, one, I should be more specific about my golf experience. So now I'm thinking, okay, maybe she has played before.
You're saying she's gone to like Top Golf.
And then
something.
She goes, she says, two, Scottie Scheffler and I can both bogey number 7.
Oh, there you go.
And then playing Augusta National is everything you'd think it would be and more. I am unbelievably grateful.
So, again, and to every man that thinks that she should have given that away, get bent.
Experience of a lifetime. You're not giving it up to anybody.
And grow up. Exactly. Although I did see someone on Twitter that posted, and someone sent it to me and was like, hey, would this interest you? And I did think it was an intriguing sort of thing. You know, to someone that's a regular golfer that's good, this may not be a thing. But to your average hack, the idea was, could you win the Masters? Did you see this?
I think I saw this. Yes. I think I know where you're going.
Someone posed the idea, could you win the Masters if you got to start every hole on the green? So they're saying wherever the furthest point is on the green, and some of those greens are undulating and massive.
Yep, and they're brutal.
Yeah, so you could be 150 feet away. But, you know, on some of the par threes, you'd be closer.
Four shots to get it in on a lot of them, five for some.
But that is the idea, is that everyone else has to play from the back. So Scheffler, what did he finish at?
He was like 11 under 11 or something
under,
like that. Yeah.
Right? So you get your 4 days, and you start. You're doing nothing but putting. You are on the fringe of the green, the furthest point away. Could you win the Masters? And again, it was hilarious to see every bro. What are you talking about? A course record. Really? Really? You're like, you know how many two putts I'd have? Yeah, you just two putting the greens at Augusta, my friend.
I'm
just out there from 140 out, just two putting your way.
My initial reaction is, of course I could. And then as soon as I start thinking about the furthest point on all of those holes, I'm like, I don't know, man. It's like mini golf out there for some of them, putting on glass. And I just...
Look, I'm not... I will say this. If you put me in any sort of competition with Scottie Scheffler, he will beat me. So I do not believe... And by the way, you're talking about the pressure of playing at the Masters. Look, I'll go out to a really nice golf course sometimes, dude, and it's not a guarantee that it's a guarantee that I'm three putting half of the greens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's me not starting on the green. You're putting me at the furthest point, and you're telling me that, like, I mean, you think you're just gonna tap your way to it, Happy Gilmore style?
And for those of us who've played, and I have not played many courses like this, but a couple of the nicer courses I've played, a Pumpkin Ridge or a Chambers or something like that, where you really have to navigate some of those greens, and if your ball starts in a certain spot,
you're done.
You have to hit a perfect putt, otherwise it's either gonna come back to you or it's gonna roll off. So there are all these things that I think the average or casual fan isn't maybe taking into account. I'm not sure they could do it.
It's this anytime someone proposes this, just again, fragile male ego. It's the same guy that thinks he can get in the ring with Mike Tyson. It's the same guy that thinks that he could go out and score on Giannis. No problem. You kidding me? I'm putting? You should see my putting stroke. I'm out at Rose City. I'm draining putts left and right. Augusta doesn't know what's coming for it.
Vancouver 4 text line, I'd shoot a 250 just because of the pressure and everything that went with it. Yeah, 100%.
Oh, you kidding me? I'd be knee-knocking that thing. Dude, there's times, again, I play nice courses that I have no business being on, and I'll have like a 10-foot downhill putt, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I just... And half the time, I'll leave it short because I know that if I hit it at all...
It's going 40 feet.
Exactly. And you just watch it roll and roll and roll and roll. And you're like, cool, that's awesome. Really fun. It's great. Great time. And now imagine Augusta National, where that green kicks the best players in the world in the balls. But you, Captain Langdon Farms, you're going to go out there and you're going to bring Augusta National to your knees. You're the same guy when he gets off the plane in Vegas is like, Vegas doesn't know what we're bringing. Vegas isn't ready for us.
Vegas isn't ready for us. I love that guy.
Meanwhile, Dave is the assistant manager at Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Hey, Dave, I think they've seen you before.
they know your type, and actually they have their
own. I would love to test this. Like, we should get this is where you throw out one of the golfing YouTube bros and have them go do it. Someone who's like cool enough to where most people would watch, but also where Augusta would let him out. Like, I know a couple of years ago, someone went out and did, if you got unlimited mulligans, could you shoot under par? And they actually went out to Shinnecock. Mm-hmm. And I think they ended up shooting under par.
Yeah, I think, it was Portnoy, right?
I think so.
Dave Portnoy did it at Shinnecock Hills. Mulligans?
He got one round.
Or I think it was Bethpage, maybe?
Maybe it was Bethpage, but it was like he had unlimited mulligans. From any spot. But, didn't matter, just off the tee, putts, anything.
But then in theory, like anyone, if you've played golf, could do that because you could just sit there until you hit a good shot.
You would think so.
But that's what he did.
He wanted to see if I could hit the perfect shot every time, could I go under par?
And there were parameters with it too, though. Like he had to finish within a certain time frame. Like he couldn't... he couldn't go longer than like 6 or 7 hours. It was like whatever the longest time it took a normal PGA pro to play 18. And he just sat there, and that's all he did. And he had ball shaggers, and he just hit and hit and hit and hit. And he actually ended up going under par. I'd love to see, like, this would be a great challenge. Yeah. Go and put it on TV.
I would love to see someone, because, you know, let's not take a total hack, but let's also not take, like, a plus one that played on a mini tour.
Mm-hmm.
Get someone that's like a six.
Like a Rop.
Oh, yeah, Rop would be perfect. You send someone like Rop out there.
Rop is, and Rop's better than a six, but yeah, like... Yeah, someone that's a good golfer, but nowhere near like a competitive golfer, and just I would love to see what happens. But by the way, if you took someone like me, if you took someone that's a anywhere, let's go from like a 13 to a 20, the Augusta National, the greens destroy them. You're not beating Scottie Scheffler, but someone like Rob, I'd be intrigued, and when he comes back, I'd be interested to
see.
Yeah,
we'll pose the question.
Pose the question if he thinks he would do it, but it's just every. I just would love more of these, and I get why they don't do it because there's no benefit to the pro,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not talking about washed up 55-year-old pros versus Joes. Yeah. I just think it would be hilarious to see. Like they said, the idea of like in every Olympic event, one just normal dude out of the stands.
What I think of in my mind's eye is when the Atlanta Braves started doing the freeze. The guy that could sprint and catch everybody who was running along the warning track. And like, you basically just know that this guy's world class at what he does. And here's average Joe. And we're going to see how long it takes to catch him.
Yeah, we talked about yesterday the guy that ran the Boston Marathon. He ran it in like 4:40, I think, were his average mile. I think he was like 4:40 was his average pace for 26.2 miles. And like for someone to go out and be like, hey,
beat him for 1 mile.
That's what I said. Could you, if I put the person at mile 25, you had to run 1.2 miles and that dude just got done running 25. Could you beat him? And so many people are like, yeah, whatever, bro. I got this. I'm going to sprint it. And you're like, really? You're going to sprint a 4 minute 40 mile. That's what you're going to sprint. Oh, and by the way, I'm not certain that he was sprinting at the end of his. Yeah, you're not getting that guy.
Yeah, that's insane.
Something tells me that he might be able to crank that up to like a 4:35 if it really mattered.
The way, I mean, when you broke that down yesterday, it's mind-defying. It doesn't seem like it should be able to be possible for a human to do that.
We had a sales guy here that pitched in the bigs for mm-hmm. a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing, you know, just was a...
You know, he played for the Giants for a little bit.
For a little bit, and we went out to the parking lot once, and he was throwing, and it's terrifying. And he just was like messing around mm-hmm. and he was like, hey, can you just throw one like kind of hard? And he brought it and I was like, duh. And I said, how fast was that? And he goes, oh, I don't know. I wasn't really warmed up. He goes, that was like mid-80s.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, that was maybe like 84. And I'm like, oh.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't want, like, when you're just down there and you see someone up close that throws 96, you're going to stand in the batter's box like that. Hey, could you touch a 96 mile hour fastball from a pitcher? No. Not only could I not touch it, I don't think I could get the bat off my shoulder.
You don't think you could bunt it?
No. No. Plus,
those guys have so much movement.
Plus, idea that I would have the balls to stand in front knowing that that thing could be coming inside on me, no way. Like, there's no way.
What if I got to dress like a knight?
That would be the only way. If you gave me full, I don't want metal. I need like a. Like if I was dressed like the Michelin man,
like
you gave
a
me a bunch of tires, like a hockey goalie, then maybe I'd stand in front of that thing. But until then, no. If you've ever stood next to someone throwing in the, even go to a batting cage and turn it up to the mid-90s and unleash it. When we rented out the Kaiser Volcano Stadium, mm-hmm. they had a pitching machine that you could turn up. And I think theirs only went to like 90, and it was still terrifying.
And you hear all the average Joe bros like, oh, yeah, I could hit 90 when I was in high school. And then you go out there, and it's like, oh, dude, no, I don't think so.
No.
Before we get too far down the sports path, and this hasn't been a very sportsy first 12 minutes, we do need to get to yet another encounter with randoms with one Jason Sakanik.
Yeah, people often think that I make these things up. They're like, there's no way you can get in this many Larry David conflicts. And I'm like, oh.
This one isn't even a conflict.
Hang out with me
sometime. I'm amazed at how normal this person's tone seems for the request that they lobbied you for.
I don't know why these things come my way. Couldn't tell you. But I was leaving the parking lot last night, and I pull out, and I see there's a note underneath my windshield. And I'm like, son of a... So I first thought that maybe someone had hit my car and had left a note. And so I was like, you know, get out. And one, like, immediately looked. He's like, is there anything wrong with my
car? Scratch, dent, whatever.
No. And then I pull out the car, or I pull out the note, and it's handwritten in purple pen. And it's quite long. And I was like, oh, my God, what is this? and I quote, this is way more interesting than when someone left a note on my car calling me a soy boy.
This is much better than that.
Much, much better. I noticed your, quote, Stang, that would be my Mustang, came from a dealership because I leased my car, so it has a Vancouver Ford plate on the front of it. You may own or have a higher-up position and was wondering, and again, I quote, if I could borrow it via a legally binding contract between yourself and I.
So a person who you haven't even met in person has left a note asking if they could just borrow your car via a contract for an unspecified matter.
Legally binding contract between yourself and I. Not only am I currently down and out for a vehicle, which, hey, you know what? Take mine. I don't need it. You know what? I got 9 extra. No problem. Hey, I got a new bicycle. You go ahead and take my.
No. I'm not really using it anyways. You go ahead.
It's fine. So not only am I down and out currently for a vehicle, but maybe I can remember what simple joy feels like. Worst you could say is no. So I thought I'd ask. My license is good. And I believe he said I just got a GED.
I wasn't sure if that was GED or GPS.
Coming up in the world.
I don't know what that is, but he underlined it. But I can't read it. No one seems to know what the hell that is. It's something.
But the rest of it seems to make quite a bit of sense.
And then shoot me a call or a text, if interested, but after 8 p.m. He's busy. He's busy before 8. And they left his name and his number.
Yeah.
That happened. I had a stranger ask if I could just give him my brand new car.
For a while.
Yeah, but, for a while. Just
but under a legally binding contract.
Legally binding terms. That way, like, in case I decided that I wanted it back, I'm like, sorry. He could be like, we have a legally binding contract. Could you just give me your car?
So next question, are you going to call him back or text him back?
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and leave that one be and pretend that I didn't see that note. Because my thought is, oh, my God, please don't come and
but
like.
Think of the stories you could have for tomorrow's show if you called him tonight.
Please don't come and like light my car on fire. Like be like, whoa, really? You don't want to give me your car? Cool. I'll just light it on fire. Please don't do that. Please. And do you have any control over how weird you are like that? Has anyone ever?
It seems from their perspective that this is so normal.
Just no big deal.
And though I like the justification as well. It's like, well, I haven't experienced joy in some time, and this would really pick me up. And you're like, oh, well, that will, now that you've explained it that way.
I think you should give to charity. I think this is classic. The rich won't give to the poor. We are the 99%.
It's not even mine. It's a leased car. 1% I leased my car.
A likely story.
But you know what? You're right.
So you're borrowing on a legally binding contract.
Yeah, wait a minute.
I am.
You're doing the exact same thing he said.
I am borrowing my car on a legally binding contract right now. The difference being, but you know what? Shame on me for paying for my legally binding car. You're right. Just take it. Johnny, you are right. Just, you know, this. I feel like I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm going to go ahead and give you a call and be like,
I think we should at least go out for a beer and just see. Just see what he's like.
What? I just...
What a request.
Sometimes, man, I am... The amount of run-ins I've had lately with people, I just... There's part of me that wants to call. And,
I mean, people are fascinating, but how is it that you end up in these?
There's like a gravitational pull. I do want to call him and just be like, hey, this is the guy with the quote staying, and I just had one question for you. What the hell? Like, really?
What was that? Did you think I'd say yes?
Like, what?
And I like that he acknowledges that, you know what, you're probably going to say no, but the worst you can do is say no.
I'm doing this next time I see a pretty girl at the bar.
Yeah.
I'm going to write her a note.
There you go.
I'm going to give it to her.
And then if you like your car, put it out on the car too.
Just to see. I'm going to do both.
Mm-hmm. It's going to go well for you.
It strikes me as the sort of thing that, like, this is the only thing that bothers me is that, like, at some point he's going to be like, I'm just going to take it anyways. That's the sort of mentality where someone's like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm just going to take what you have because I want it. And yeah, that's about it. So just going to go ahead and take it. But between the Craigslist and the Facebook Marketplace bike market that I've been dealing with lately, and then the soy boy notes for my parking, and now this, I just...
Yeah, the vehicle-related run-ins of Jason Sakanik have become quite the chronicle. I just... I don't know how you can hit him with this frequency. It's really impressive at this point.
I should write him back. What is it? Gas, ass, or grass? No one borrows this car for free, Johnny. So which one is it? Which one are we doing here?
See if maybe he would do some sort of trade deal. Maybe he has something that you want.
You're looking for money or are you looking for something more sexual? I don't know, but we got to work out some sort of barter system here. I hate to do it, but yeah, I don't own the car. Therefore, I can't legally just give it to you. But maybe you can borrow it for like a weekend. It'd be great.
Well, unfortunately, it sounds like the answer for now is no. But
right now.
But we'll see later down the road. We will try to have a sports show today. We do have the NBA playoff play-in starting tonight. Two games. One of them is a winner or a loser goes home. We had a dunk legend retiring. We had an owner picking up the tab. We also got insight into one team's pitch to the greatest basketball player in the world about 14 years ago. That was a wild one. Some transfer news and a new college football proposal with some details from what we heard about the college football of tomorrow. That's all coming up later in this show. Of course, we'll hit In the News, Hot 5 at 5, and The Club, where AI girlfriends will be a topic tonight.
Ooh, we'll pay attention to that.
320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.